The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
This morning we've been talking about text. Ever sent a text to someone by mistake that wasn't meant for them? Who was it and what did you say? Keep the calls coming in, 0151 472 0967. We have loads of people on the text. We've got some people going to the phones in just a moment. Ever done it here? I have.
I told you that one, and then there's a few other ones that I can't really say. And one of them actually caused a breakup.
Really?
It was for the best, really.
In the long run.
Yeah, in the long run, when I look at it.
I remember causing someone to lose their job once, who I sent an email to. Which, remember that email about a year ago when it was President Bush and Osama bin Laden? There was a photograph of those two guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually that dodgy. You couldn't see anything, no. But it looked a little bit naughty. And I forwarded it on to someone I know, well, several people I know, and this person then forwarded it on to someone else in the company, and then they got sacked.
So it was your fault.
Yeah, I felt really guilty, but never mind. But text messages, yes, ever sent them. We've got loads here. I have done this a few times. I sent one to my mum-in-law not too long ago, and I still...
That's just the worst ever, that
I
one.
I still cringe about what... Oh, my God. Especially while she turned up. Yeah. Right, got this one here. Kev, I sent a picture message of my how's your father to a girl in my phone. Instead, it went to one of my workmates, another girl. I nearly died when I saw her the next day.
You'd have to throw your hand in for that.
Oh. Yeah, you'd have to, yeah. What, in the picture? Or another one here. Kev, I text a girl meaning to say, basically, if you use predictive text, I do, if you put in a word... If you put it in, the first word that comes up is kick when it should be something else. And I'll leave that one. Anyway, morning, Mike. This one, I once sent a text to my boss asking him to ring me when he was on his way home and I'd have a hot bath ready for him instead of sending it to my husband from Viv. Oh,
that's quite sweet. You can get away with that one, I suppose, couldn't you?
I think so. Promotion, I'd say. This one says, I text my dad saying, I've still got my school uniform if you want to teach me a lesson or two. He wasn't impressed.
That would not take some explaining, that
I
one.
Think so. Hiya, Sarah, on the world. This one here, I once sent a text slagging my boss to my boss.
That's awful.
Wow. Morning, Paula. What else? This one. Going back about 6 years now, I was with my first kid's mum. Sent her a text saying, don't text me now, love. I'm going home to me bed. But it was not meant for her. It was meant for me wife that I'm with now. Another one here. Kev, FA Cup day last year, had a usual party for Liverpool final. Friend brought some ribs round and wings, obviously left over from her tea the night before. So I text my neighbour to tell her about the Mingan leftovers, but sent it to my friend instead using the phrase yakka at the end of the text. I just heard the text beep and died. She sent us the person who brought the ribs and the wings. Another one here. I'm a classroom assistant working with a teacher. I came in from a night out and text my boyfriend. It was on night and told him I was a horny and wanted it. And send it to the teacher I work with by mistake. Oh, my God, going red now.
Oh, my God.
Let's take some calls here. Hello.
Hi, Kev. It's Alan from Kensington. My friend told me that his girlfriend was pregnant again. And he said, don't tell anyone at all. So I said, yeah, no problem, mate, yeah? So I said, I'll text Neil and tell Neil. So I said, I write this text, Neil. Paul's beard's pregnant again, mate. I said, but don't say nothing. I only went and sent it to Paul himself.
Hello, Kev. This is Lynn from West Derby. My ex-partner sent a really, really long, rude text. Should have been to me, but I went to his mortgage advisor instead.
Hi, Kevin. It's Will from Bevington. I was a bit worse one night because I was texting my girlfriend. Managed to text her what I wasn't going to do to her. And I accidentally said to my mother, dead embarrassing. And I didn't speak to her for a couple of weeks.
Hi, Kev. This is Viv from Widnes. I once sent my boss a text telling him to ring me when he was coming home from work and I'd have a hot bath ready for him. Instead of sending it to my husband.
I love it. Well done. Thanks a lot for your calls. Keep them coming in this morning.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Keep the calls coming in, 0151 472 0967. Ever sent a text to the wrong person? Who was it and what did it say? He's grinning from ear to ear.
He is, with glee, much glee.
Are you guilty about this, Simon?
I've been grinning since you started the feature this morning.
Really, why?
Just thinking of various texts that you've sent to wrong people.
Have you ever done it?
Never.
Yeah, right.
I remember one time when I was working somewhere else, and you were, and there was somebody really, you know, really wanting to, you know, see you. This person.
See who?
See you.
This is not me.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I know. No, but this person was really, but they would send you really, really, really naughty texts. But then you forwarded one on to me, so I had a text from you saying what this person would like to do to you, but it looked like you had sent it to me. And I kept it for quite a while and showed it to people.
Exactly. I bet you did.
And that's how the rumour started, Ducks.
Oh, now get off my knee and let me continue with the show. I had exactly the same thing happen to me when one of my mates sent me a text, and it was letting me know what someone had sent. And it was about what this person wanted to do to a female, you know?
Yeah.
And I went to send it back and send it to my mum instead. Oh. And it was very, very rude. It was just horrendous. And I still cringe now at the thought of it. But thank God she knew that it wasn't from me. It was from another friend of mine. I can't mention his name, but he'll be here in 10 o'clock this morning with a top 10 of 10 from two great years. We'll talk to him more in a moment,
good
Simon.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Talking lies this morning. Keep the calls coming in 0151 472 0967 or text 80967. I got an email here that says, I remember chatting a woman up who loved motorbikes, so I told her I had a big sports bike which she was made up with. Told her I go to the Isle of Man to ride. And anyway, she ended up back in mind for a bit of how's your father says in. It was only the weekend after when she see me in the Asda car park on my 30-mile-an-hour chicken chaser. She didn't look too happy.
On the old rip and twist.
Oh, yeah.
On the hairdryer with wheels. this is another one that someone has sent in, but not telling me her name. The worst lie I ever told was in Florida with my family. We were at Blizzard Beach and all dared each other to go down the vertical slide. My sister was really cocky and confident and was calling me a wimp. I was forced into going on it. My sister went first. I thrust it down the slide, whooping all the way. I followed behind at a rate of not screaming my face off. At the bottom, all the family gathered around to congratulate us. At the time, I decided to pull my bikini out of the cheeks of my bum. It had disappeared up there on the way down. As I did, something fell out.
No.
In full view, my mum, dad, brothers, in-law, the entire theme park.
Oh, dear.
Says here I've been colonically irrigated by the water slide.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? Yes, I blame my sister. She denied it, but nobody believed her to this day, and the story gets brought up every single family party, and I laugh along at her with everyone else. I've never admitted it was me.
Oh, no.
That is hilarious. Oh, the shame.
How embarrassing would that be?
Oh, God.
Can you mention that lie that you mentioned to us before?
Yeah, it was when we were kids and we were waiting to be picked up to go swimming, and we were playing footy in the front garden, and me and my brother and I kicked the ball through the front window, smashed the front window of the house. So we said, Mum, please don't tell me Dad that it was us. So my dad came back and said, you know, what happened to the window? And my mum said, we were just sat in the back room, and next thing we had the window smash and saw two lads running away with a football. Yeah. So my dad thought for years it was this lad that used to go and play football next door, the next door neighbour. He thought it for about 6 or 7 years. And he was going to go out and have a word with him one day after he'd had a few pints, I think, and we had to tell him. I think he was going to fill him in. We had to say, Dad, it was us.
We're
only in our early 20s at the time.
Years.
What a poor guy next door. Have you got a lie? Have you got something to tell us when you've been devious? Phone 4720967.
I'm broke, but I'm happy.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Hi, my name's Graham. I'm from Walton, and Radio City is my station.
Radio City 96.7.
Kev, my name is Julie from Fazakley. My biggest deceit was I was in town doing some shopping, and I was late back from work from lunch, and it was a Monday. And I said to my friends, we were walking up the street, and I said, what can I say? I'm late. She said, just say you got stuck in George Henry Lee's lips. So I was so proud of myself, walked in to my boss, who was very stern-faced, and she said, where have you been? I said, I'm sorry, I'm late. I said, I've been stuck in George Henry Lee's lips. She went, Julie, you're telling me a lie. She said, it's a Monday, and George Henry Lee's is closed on a Monday. Thanks, Kev. Bye.
Hiya, Kev. It's Lynn from Balvale. Most devious thing I did was told the college teacher that a bird had pooed on the edge of the bus stop because I was late for college, and I had to go home and wash my hair, and she believed me.
Hi, Kev. It's Peter from Kirby. The biggest lie I've ever told was when I said, I go.
Hi, Kev. It's Danny from Aintree.
The biggest lie I ever told was I told a girl I was a little boy in the summer advert, and she believed it until she brought up in front of my family and we went for a meal. And they all laughed at us, and it was a complete lie.
Hi, my name's Mark, smells me poor. Biggest lie I told was I was pinching Mars bars in Lewis's when I was a kid, and I put them down my coat, and then the store detective grabbed me, said, like to come back in the store. I went, no, unzip me coat, run off, left them all in my coat, Mars bars all over the floor. End up going home, get into the house, said to mum, mum, my coat, I put it down as a goalpost in the park playing footy, lying like, and she said, go back and get it then. Went round the corner.
And what?
Come on.
Don't keep us hanging.
Want something cold. Next thing, police car pulls up outside my house. He's in the bedroom. Sees it outside the window. Runs down. I said, mum, mum, I was lying. I wasn't in the park playing footy. He was in that loose, he was pinching Mars bars. The store detectives grabbed me. Unzip my coat, run off. And the police are coming to get me now. And he went next door to my neighbour's house.
Your
mum
led
me.
All right, we're talking lies this morning. What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Any funny stories to tell? Give us a call, 472-0967 or text 80967. 21 minutes to 9. Good morning, it's Monday. My name's KFC.
The KFC Breakfast Show. Radio City 96.7.
Stereophonics, Handbags and Glad Rags. Love the headline on the, well, it was the Daily Star when we were going off to Athens a few weeks ago. When was it? About 2 weeks ago? Sorry.
2 weeks ago.
front of the, it was after the game, wasn't it? And some of the girls were there, including Alex and Abby and a few of the girls. And the headline was Handbags and Sad Wags.
Oh.
It's just I absolutely love headlines like that.
New Kid on the Block. New Kid on the Block.
Good morning, you're a sad wag this morning. Hope you're all right. Or a jwag, as another phrase that I've been informed of. 7:27, we have our new kid playing this morning, who's our champion back for day three today. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What did you have for your tea last night?
I had a chicken burger.
A chicken burger? Did your mum make it, or did you get it from McDonald's or something?
From the chippy,
was it nice?
Yeah.
Good on you. What are you going to do today? You're back in school. When are you back in school? Is it today?
No, it's on next Monday.
Next Monday. So what have you got planned today?
I'm going to the Strand.
You're going to the Strand?
Yeah.
At Bootle?
Yeah.
A little bit of shopping?
Yeah.
Looking for some new shoes and handbags?
No.
Who are you going shopping with?
My nan, and my mum.
All right, we'll have a good time today. Abby, you're playing against Luke this morning. Hello, Luke.
Hiya.
How are you?
Fine.
Have you got a girlfriend, Luke?
No.
Oh, come on now, you went like the... have you recently split up with someone?
No.
All right. What kind of girl, if you could pick any girl in the world to be your girlfriend, what would she look like?
Kind of indie rock.
Like an indie rock chick?
Yeah.
All right.
Very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't sound like a guy that knows exactly what he wants.
Mm.
What name, what's your favourite girl's name?
I don't know, I don't really have one.
You don't really go, it doesn't matter what she's called, really, does it? It's just what she looks like. Okay, well, good luck with finding a rock chick, Luke.
Okay.
Okay, will you please introduce yourself to Abby and ask her a question?
Hello, Abby.
Come on now, Luke.
what's your favourite band? The Zetons.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's a bit rock chicky.
Yeah, I was going to say, next question, if we were to ask him, another one, would be, what are you doing on Friday night? All right, Abby, will you ask Luke a question?
Who's your favourite team,
Liverpool
or Everton?
All right. Okay, you two, are you ready to play?
Yep.
Luke, if you know an answer, you shout Luke. Abby, shout Abby. Good luck. Question number one is this. Films. What's the name of the pig in the film Charlotte's Web?
Luke.
Go
Babe.
Ahead, Luke.
Babe.
Good answer, Luke. But it's wrong, I'm afraid. Oh, were you calling me Babe, Luke?
No.
Abby, any idea what the name of the pig is in the film Charlotte's Web?
Babe. Pass, please.
Okay. It's anyone around the table?
It's Wilbur.
Yes.
Yes, it is Wilbur.
My favourite book as a kid. And it's my favourite film. Didn't read the book.
Brilliant. made up for you.
Thank you.
Next question is potluck. Who, you should both get this right, who is Barbie's boyfriend?
Abby.
Go ahead, Ab.
Ken.
Yes, that's right.
1 point to Abby. Ken is the correct answer. Next question is on animals. When do nocturnal animals come out?
Abby.
Go ahead, Ab.
Night.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Luke, she's stealing the points here, mate. Gotta be a bit quicker. Next question is on English, the subject. What are the five vowels?
Abby.
Go ahead, Abby.
A-E-I-O-U.
Luke.
Oh.
You know that she's won.
Yes, that's right.
Well done, Abby. Commiserations, Luke. We'll get you back on again if you want. But who do you want to say hi to this morning?
Just my mum, my sister, and all my mates and family.
All right. Well, nice talking to you. You have yourself. Are you off school at the moment?
No, in today.
Oh, you? Which school do you go to?
St. Martin's.
All right. Well, have a good day today, Luke, and we'll speak again soon. Take it easy, mate. See you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Abby, well done. You're coming back tomorrow. Who do you want to say hello to?
Can I say hi to my mum and my dad and my sister Zoe? My nanny, my nan Jean, my granddad Mel, my nan granddad Charlie, and me mates Jay and Ocho, and thanks to you and Claire.
Aww. You're very welcome. You have a good day today, Ab. Enjoy shopping down the Strand later, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you later, Ab.
Bye. New on the block.
Tune in to the Kev C Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.